Any more coming? This is fantastic, honestly, to see so many little ones here in our church this morning. This morning, I had to think about this. I've never done children's story before, so I had to really think about what could I share that might help all of you little ones. And it was difficult. So thinking back, I came up, and the theme of story is going to be what we think we deserve. So years ago, we were on a trip that we took. We have two sons, and our youngest was about your age. And we took a drive, just decided to take a drive down the coast and take them to some neat things that kids your age would really enjoy. There was we were going to the large trees. We were going to, there's a animal park, and there's one that has dinosaurs. And so on this trip and this drive on this particular day, we had hit many sites for our young boys. And on this trip, we were just getting hotels. We weren't camping or anything. Usually we do camping. And we were just getting hotels. So we were in Northern California, and we are trying to find a hotel. And we finally found one, and it was a nice hotel. And we were really tired from a day of having fun, lots of fun. And so we get our room, and we are all exhausted and looking for a really good night's sleep. Now, for some in the audience that have heard this story before, you get to hear it again, a little different version. So we were really tired. Now, have you guys ever been just really tired? You lay down and you're just out, right? You just lights out. That's how we were. So we lay down and we crash. And sometime early morning, we are awakened by any of you know what that is? Smoke detector. Fire alarm. And if you're dead asleep and you hear that, right? What do you think you're going to do when you hear that and you're dead asleep? What are you going to do? Yeah. You're going to jump up. You're just adrenaline. Where's the fire, right? Where's the fire? Where's the smoke, you know? And we wake up and we're just, now, the kids, what do you think they were doing? What do you think my two boys were doing? Sleeping. Exactly. Sleeping. We aren't. We're awake now. We're just, oh. And I'm trying to find where this thing is at. Finally find it. Of course, it goes off. It won't shut off, and then we finally get it to shut off. So I'm like, okay, just false alarm, right? So we go back to sleep, and guess what happens again after we're sound asleep? It goes off again. So it does this through the night. That's where the story's going. Very annoying, right? So in the morning, we get up, fully unrefreshed from no sleep, and guess what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to go in and tell them how this was awful. I could end up someplace I don't want to be if I broke something that's not mine. So in my heart, right, I'm really upset at what happened. I did not get a good night's sleep. I did not get what I think I deserved, right? Have you guys ever experienced, you think you deserve something? Like maybe a birthday gift? I really deserve that. It's my birthday. Or Christmas. It's Christmas. I really deserve that present that I think I should get, right? Well, I really thought I deserved a good night's sleep. More importantly, you know what? I'm going to go in and I'm going to tell the management what I think and how they're going to make this right. So I really let my wife know how displeased I was and what I was going to do when I went in there that morning. So we got ready, and we head into there, and guess what? I am, as the Bible says, I am all puffed up, chest out. They're going to hear me, and they're going to do what I ask. They're going to meet my demands, right? Because I didn't get a good night's sleep. So I've told her this, right? And so we go into the office, up to the desk, and there's nobody there, and I'm standing there waiting for a second, and then from behind in another room, out comes this feeble old man who has a limp, a bad eye, and guess what starts happening to my heart? It starts changing a little bit. But where it really gets interesting is he comes up to the counter, and I'm ready to tell him what I think and what I deserve. And he comes up, and he says, "Sir, how was your night's sleep?" And I looked at him, and I said, "You know, that was the best night's sleep I have ever had. It was just a great experience, great hotel. We are so, I mean, God changed my heart in a moment. In a twinkling of an eye, this is what my heart looked like in the room. What is that? What else could you call it? Stone. Very good. Stone. That's what my heart looked like. I had a heart of stone because I thought I deserved something, right? I went in there, and God probably was an angel that brought him out. He changed my heart into this. In a moment. Now, you're looking at it, you're going, "Oh, that's a smiley face, right?" But more importantly, what is it? What actually is it? It's a sponge. What is a sponge? Yeah, and it's soft, right? So my point of this is he changed my heart that quick from a heart of stone to a soft heart that now if you think you deserve something, right, like I did, the adults out here in the room know that what do we really deserve? This is, you guys will get there one day to recognize what do we truly deserve? We deserve God, but for our actions, we really deserve something severe. We really deserve death. But God doesn't give us that. He gives us grace, right? So I know what we deserved, but God comes and he intervenes and he gives us grace through the cross, right? Jesus gives us that grace and he changes our hearts so that even though there's what we think we deserve, we don't get what we deserve, which is really important. So as little ones right now, when you have a brother or a sister that may do something, don't think about what you should do back. Allow God to soften your heart and react completely differently than what you normally would. And it's tough. It is. You have to ask for it. So that is my lesson today for you little ones. Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we just pray for these little ones, as you have said in your Bible, Lord. Just suffer it so that these little ones, Lord, can hear your voice as well, and that we, even as adults, could all be like little children. We pray for their hearts, Lord, as they continue to grow, that you are with them and bless them, Lord, and their families. Bless this Sabbath today and this message we have. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.